LCAT Finance Officer Shane Bruner and LCAT Transportation Officer Janice Arb.
Shane, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Not too bad. Thanks for having us on.
You betcha. Janice, how are you?
Doing good.
Good. Well, Janice, let's get us started here. Well, we're getting to the 4th of July, so pretty much midway through the 2021 calendar year here for LCAT. How have things gone when it comes to ridership is concerned?
Ridership is coming up. Of course, you know, with the pandemic and everything, it was a little slow at first, but it is coming up quite good. We're really pleased with that. Everybody's pretty much getting used to the new way of doing things. We are right now 46% higher than we were last year at this time.
That's notable. Is that what you had anticipated, and are you back to your pre-pandemic normals just yet, or you still have a bit of a way to go for that?
We got a little ways to go, yeah.
Just a little bit?
Yeah.
How have things gone with your changes here, Shane, when it comes to some of the route changes that you made here early this year? Because you made a couple of route adjustments, I think it was putting some less demand on some of the demand transfer routes, if memory serves me correctly, back in February.
I'm not mistaken. In the afternoons, just due to the way the services were and our demand, we have what we call a D5 bus now, so we kind of reallocated resources to better suit what the population needed. And so that's been going well. I think it's going to continue for a while longer, at least until, like you said, the numbers get back to pre-COVID. But I'm sure I speak for a lot of people, and who knows when pre-COVID will come around again. I think there's only a post-COVID world now.
Well, hopefully things are headed in the right direction. It sounds like they are. What are the do you still have any COVID protocol on the buses? What's the situation there?
Oh, our buses are still equipped with all the hand sanitizer. We still clean constantly. I think that's going to be the way of the world for a long time. So a lot of things are in place. They're probably now just going to be standard practice for all time to come.
So what about mask wearing?
Masks are still mandated by the higher power. I believe it's the FTA, if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah, those are still required by everyone boarding our buses. Okay. There's nothing we can do about that. That's beyond city or local. That is a FTA requirement.
Understood. Janice, let's talk here about maybe not so much the demand side of things, but let's talk about the routes that you do have available here for folks that don't realize about LCAT, and maybe using the dump the pump here from a few days ago as a highlight with that.
I feel dump the pump went pretty good. We do need to try to find a way to get the information out to the riders about our route buses and the fact that they do go off the route at least 3 blocks. So, you know, if there is somebody who could take the route but isn't able to walk down to the stop, we can still come by and get them. And we also have a route bus that does run on Saturdays.
Speaking of that here, Janice, do you find a lot of people are still thinking that LCAT is essentially limited population specifically by age, or are people now finally starting to get what you've been putting out for a number of years now, that LCAT is public transportation, no sectors really required? This is just public transportation as public transportation.
Yeah, we are making headway on that one. It does seem like we are reaching out more to the whole public, just take into account our county ridership. I mean, it dropped way off, and it is up quite a little bit. I don't currently have the county numbers to give you, but I know that they are a lot better than they were.
Well, how does the county ridership work? Let's talk about your stops and when they're available.
Well, there's actually no stops. You call in, you set your appointment, and we will come out and get you. We will do it Monday through Friday. And it is by appointment. Right now, we're real busy on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Not so much on Tuesdays and Thursdays. We do have a few, but not as many as we do on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So
are you asking people to kind of get together on their appointment times? Are you back and forth a lot to some of these places in the county?
A lot of them are actually really good about getting their appointment times together. So we're not so much back and forth. It's actually running really smooth as far as that part goes.
Shane, I wanted to shift gears again here because we're starting to see at the county commission level some discussions about some facilities. What do you got coming up here, and how can the county commission help with these efforts now when it comes to facility improvements, and how much will the county need to help versus maybe the state or the federal government to make this happen?
Well, it's really early on. So KDOT once in a while has additional funding through a grant program called Access, Innovation, and Collaboration. This would be the second time they've done it. Several surrounding transportation providers, such as Coffee County and Dodge City, have applied previously and been awarded facility expansions or facility funding. So we really just thought we'd throw our hat in the ring and see what the state was willing to provide or work with us on. So there's no dollar figures or anything right now. It's just in early stages. The application has been submitted and received by KDOT. So now we wait and see, let them review the material and see what they think we need. And then we'll get the city, maybe the county, maybe the state, all those different entities to try and get along and work together and see what the future holds. But really early on, not much to say on it right now. But definitely if things evolve, we can talk more and keep you posted.
All right, so we're talking LCAT this morning with Finance Officer Shane Bruner and Transportation Manager Janice Arb. Janice, what about your regional routes? How are they going?
Regional routes are still real good. They're holding very steady. We are super busy. We're doing anywhere from two trips. Sometimes we take, we've done four people per trip. So we try to group them also, yeah, if possible. Like if we've got somebody that's got to go to Topeka at a certain time and then somebody else needs that same day, we try to get those two together so we can get them both up at the same time. That way we're utilizing the resources we have in a lot better manner.
So again, for people that don't know, where do you go on your regional routes? What's available?
Anything within the state of Kansas. The furthest we've gone so far is Oklahoma, because we can go outside of the state if needed. If it's further than a certain point, we'd probably have to get hold of another transportation company and see if we could collaborate something with them.
Shane, before we let you go, we've been bugging you for a little bit of time here about new designs for LCAT buses. Are we a little closer to seeing a brand new design here for those LCAT buses, or is the green means go here, at least short term here for LCAT?
I've got the designs pulled up on my computer right now. It's funny you should mention that. I've also been working with KDOT. They've been helping me design the bid process that we're going to take live. I'm hoping to take it live. I apologize for the trains.
Speaking of public transportation.
Yeah. hopefully in July, that'll be a two-week bid process. If it's anything like the camera bid process, it'll be a pretty quick turnaround from the time we have the person that will award it to the design. So hopefully by the end of the year. It's taken a little longer than I wanted, but the designs are done. We just now have to find the person that we want to install them, and before you'll know it, you'll see some same buses but new looks.
Yep.
New number, who this, driving down the road.
Yep. New number.
Who this?
So is it going to be a different color scheme then?
Yeah. They're going to be hard to miss. they're pretty vibrant. Each of them will have a different cat essentially on them, and they won't be cartoon cats. They'll be actually real-life cats.
Okay.
And it's just something to give us a new look, something just to change it up a little bit from the kind of classic paw design. I know everyone's grown pretty accustomed to that. We won't get away from that. There'll still be hints of the old one in there, but you'll see. You'll see.
Coming soon, huh?
Coming soon. Outstanding.
They're hard to describe, but they're very cool to look at.
Yeah.
Good deal. Well, Janice, in case folks would like more information about LCAT services and maybe to set up a pickup or a drop-off, how do they do that?
Just call 343-4207. We'll be more than happy to get you taken care of.
What, $1.50 in town here?
Yes, it's $1.50 in town. $7 for the county, and of course the regionals vary depending on where you're going.
Okay.
Outstanding.
Very affordable, no doubt about that.
Yes.
Well, Shane and Janice, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure.
Have a great day. LCAT Finance Officer Shane Bruner and Transportation Manager Janice Arb on our Newsmaker 2 segment this morning. Chuck?
All right, and I did want to let you know, as we look at the live and local calendar, we do have a couple of Newsmaker 2 slots for Wednesday and Thursday, but the one that we had here just an hour ago for tomorrow, that has been confirmed, that's been filled. Emporia Police Sergeant Lisa Hayes joins us, which means we'll be taking a closer look ahead to the city's 4th of July fireworks show, travel plans, where to park, where not to park, what to do and what not to do, all part of our Newsmaker 2 segment tomorrow morning at 8:20.
All right, thank you, Chuck. KVOE Live and local rainfall continues, 71 degrees. Good morning. It's 8:36. Let's check the latest world and national headlines now from ABC.
Rescue crews are still digging through the rubble at the site of the condo collapse in Surfside, Florida. There have been no survivors found since Thursday. ABC's Victor Okendo is near the scene with...